This is March the 22nd, 2020, and we are now into spring in the northern hemisphere of this beautiful planet. We are now into autumn in the southern hemisphere of this beautiful planet. And so on whichever side of the equator you are, we wish you a beautiful season, because these transitional seasons are usually the loveliest of the year. They still contain either the warmth or the coolness of the preceding season, with the budding grace of a new cycle of growth or reclaiming of life. So happy spring or fall to all of you. And I know that we're all having an unusually high level of stress. So let's just bring peace and joy to this blessing today and be together as we know we can, as brothers and sisters, family, in a safe and loving community. We can always be this way for one another, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference to know that somebody is out there who really cares. That is, well, probably the best thing that will come of this. You know, there are always good things that come from everything. I remember my parents going through the Great Depression, and they would tell me stories of their extreme hardship, worse than anything we've seen so far. I don't mean disease necessarily, but medical assistance was very scarce. So if you got something that was really bad, you might perish. There was very little help and very few spaces in a hospital during this time. So we're not the only ones who've ever gone through this. It's just what we have enforced upon us is a kind of fear that goes along with isolation. We were not meant to be divided. We were not created to be divided. We are at the highest level of union. We are just one soul that has taken on many faces, many names, and many lives. And as we're out there living our individual lives, as God ordained for us to go and have our own learning experiences and bring that to the table, everything we harvested in the way of knowledge, experience, understanding, and compassion, to bring it back to the table and share it with everyone. This is why we have to go back home after we've lived, well, usually it's at least 50 years. And of course, it's a tragedy when it happens sooner. But after a certain period of time, we go back home. And there's a reason for it, so that we can bring home the harvest of love and understanding and development and everything we gain. So the point I'm making right now is that we were built for unity. So it hurts in a unique and really uncomfortable way to be forced into division, to be forced into isolation. You know, this is why in prisons, isolation is such a horrible punishment. And we know that many of the monks and holy men and women chose isolation, but it's different when you choose it. It's different if you choose it in order to be, find your peace and be one with God. Yeshua told us to go into a quiet place, the closet or a silent room, to be there quietly with God before we pray. But that's different, because that is by selection of the soul. But when we're forced to be in a state of division, it's very, very upsetting to us. And that's what I want you to be aware of, just that this is unnatural. And that makes everything seem worse than it really is. I want you to really absorb that, worse than it really is. It causes us to be fearful. It causes us to be negative. And it causes us to worry about what's really going on, that we would be forced into isolation. Well, probably nothing sinister is going on. It's probably really for humanitarian protective services that it's going on. It's probably all it is. I personally do not see anything sinister about this at all. And I know you can go onto YouTube and you can find all kinds of conspiracy theorists there. But hey, they're there about anything. They would be there about the Easter Bunny. What's the Easter Bunny up to? You know, really, if somebody wants to be of that disposition, they will be. And it's just, yeah, it's just the way I feel. So let's be here for one another. Let's take this in the most positive way we can. And I have been keeping very reliable reports and maps on what's going on. And the latest report from the CDC, the Disease Control Center, is that most people, first of all, they're not predicting a very large number of people to be infected with coronavirus. Maybe as much as a 30% of a population, and that's kind of carrying it to the large end. But most of those will have either no symptoms or symptoms that are about equal to a common flu. And then a week later, it will be gone. Because the body will learn from this how to build up immunity. And they're estimating that only 8% of those, only 8% of those 30% will be seriously affected with life-challenging symptoms requiring specialized medical care, and only 2% of that 30% will actually be in demise from this. And those are 2% that are already in critical condition because of some other health condition. And so it's not that we lose our sensitivity or our caring for the 2% and the 8% or the 30%. We do. We offer our prayers, our blessings, and our love to everyone. But I think we need to do whatever we can to remedy the climate of fear, because fear is the deadly enemy of love. And actually, all the way through life, we get to choose love or fear. And this is an opportunity we have right now among ourselves to make that choice, to choose love and let go of fear. Because the fact is, if we choose love, we will be in a better position to make wonderfully more sane decisions, wonderfully more caring actions, and more powerful prayers, and availability to assist whenever we can. So that's the reason I'm saying that. I think we just need to be mindful of the climate of fear that is not a blessing to anyone. It's certainly not a blessing to those who are seriously ill. You know, what happens? Let's just look at this for a minute. What happens when you get sick and you say, The doctor comes back and says, well, you've tested positive. And you say, oh my God, I'm going to die. What has a person just put in their mind? Why have they put in their mind when they say that? What have they put in the minds of everyone around them? How are they going to get help? How are they going to get through this? We've got to cure the climate of fear. That's the first thing we need to cure. And it's in that spirit and for those reasons that I'm making these comments. Let's cure the climate of fear so that we can be the strongest we can be for the assistance of everyone. And now I'm going to open the line to our community. And I see Elizabeth, you're on the call. Hello.
Thank you, Glenda. I have several friends I would like to add to the blessing list today. Mary, Frank, Patty, and Robert in Iowa, and Lucy in New Mexico. Thank you.
Lucy in New Mexico.
Yes.
The third one was, it was Mary, Frank, and
Patty.
Patty.
And
okay.
Robert.
All right. And you remember them in your prayers as well. Okay.
Okay.
So really, this is one thing I have taught our blessing givers, and I've taught our community many times, but not every time. And that is, the value of the blessing is that we get, I'm going to mute you, Elizabeth, because there's a lot of static on that line. The value of the blessing, it's not that God is not blessing you all the time. He is. It's not that Yeshua is not blessing you all the time. He is. The value of this is that we tune up the satellite dish of your life to be a better receiver with less static. And we can actually build up a lot of environmental static at times. And we have to clear that static out and get a clear signal so that it comes in. And the ones we're connected with, we can use our connection in our prayer to help them have a clearer signal. So it's sort of like you've heard the old ad, 6 points of separation, only 6 points of separation between us and anyone else in the world. Well, you turn it around the other way, 6 points of connection. And the more connected we are, the more perfectly the energy wave will travel to your intended recipient. So it is very important that we get your names and that you pray also during the blessing. And I see Ollie is on the call. Hello, Ollie. How is everything in Puerto Rico?
Hi, Glenda. We're in lockdown. We've been pretty good about the whole thing. So I hope that it's, you know, it's under control. I just wanted to thank you so much for the initiative of the 5 o'clock prayer every day. And also to say, I have been your student, I think, for over 10 years. And this week I just wanted to say, first of all, that you and Larry are always in my daily blessings, as are all the blessing givers. But I wanted to express to you my gratitude, because I think I've been to most of the blessing calls, and in every single call, every single class, my heart has expanded. I have learned so much. I have been inspired to be a better person, to grow, and to become better. And I really need to express that, because you have been wonderful. And I'm very grateful for you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you, too. And you know, Ollie, you said something very, very important right then. You've been to all the calls. You've been to so many blessing conferences. And the fact is, we are our own greatest teacher. But we have to listen to the soul. And as we go about our daily life, we put on our bulletproof vest. We do. You know, I was once speaking with a police officer who was attending to a situation that I was a witness to. And the weather was hot, and I saw how padded he was. And when it was all over, I said, how do you stand that? That must be terrible. And he just took a deep breath, and he says, yeah, it is pretty bad on a hot day. And I said, is it heavy? And he said, yeah, very heavy. Well, I want you to think about our protectors, those people, our first responders, and our protective service people who wear these heavy blankets of control around themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And use that as a metaphor to think about your life. Now, you're not wearing metal around your body, but all of us, we're wearing some kind of protective shield every time we go out. Most of the time, it's indifference or neutrality or independence or, well, this is my business and that's your business. You know, that kind of separatist attitude. And those burdens keep us from connecting with our own higher self. And your own higher self is actually your protector. I mean, second only after God. Your own higher self is what's going to know what to do and how to do it. So the more we can, this is why you should pray every day. If you can, take a few minutes to meditate. And remember, your breath is the physical counterpart of your spirit. So take a few minutes a day and consciously breathe. Really, it's as simple as that. Just consciously breathe. And after you've done that, just say, thank you, God, for my life. It's so simple. It's so simple and so lovely and so easy to do. And I just want to thank you, Ollie, and all of our blessing givers and all of you who come on a regular basis, because you are treating yourself to a spiritual spa treatment. I mean, really, that's what it is. Yeah, back in the days when I had some serious income, which long, long ago, I used to treat myself to a massage every 2 weeks. And I do actually credit the fact that I did that to how well I went through both of my hip replacements, because my therapist and my doctor said, we couldn't believe it. You didn't have a tense muscle in your body. And, of course, I have to thank somebody on high for that also. And I'm not cutting him out of my blessing. But I do think that it was my practice of meditation and prayer and getting these regular massages that my body was relaxed. Because they say, the therapist, they say people who go into this with their body feeling like a rock are the ones who have the trouble. Well, I just want to say to you, I'm sorry, but I walk around people all the time out there and their whole spirit feels like a rock. They have become so defensive. They get upset with nothing. Really. I mean, they get upset with nothing. And they can be antagonistic, but the ones that are not, the ones that have taken on this opportunity to love more and love better, I've seen transfigurations in your face. Your faces have changed. It's like it's become a facelift. Literally, want to take 10 years off your life? Start loving everybody. People look at me and they say, "Kinda." I cannot believe you're 75 years old. You look 50. I say, well, that's what love does for you. You don't need a facelift. You just need to put a better connection between your body and your soul and get everything relaxed. Breathe deeply, love wholeheartedly, and accept yourself. And try your best to accept other people. Now, that doesn't mean we have to accept every behavior, but way far and beyond their behavior, there's a soul crying out for help. And that's why they're behaving in a negative way. They're letting you know they're hurting. And if you can get past that, you might be able to save somebody's life. I've done that many times with people who were hurting. I just looked beyond the hurt and I said, what can I do for you? And I changed their life. And I'm not patting myself on the back for that, because that's something anybody can do. It's just most of us don't think to do it. That's what Yeshua told us to do, but we still mostly don't do it. But coming to the blessing every week, or as often as you can, and then even if you can't be here, tune in. Wherever you are, just tune in. Lots of people do that around the world because I hear from them. And this is why I'd like to try to be on time. Okay. I'm going to take some more calls, and thank you, Ollie. Tony, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Yeah, it's good to hear you. Thank you for doing those prayer calls. Those, I think, are really uplifting and very supportive right now. So that's wonderful. Thank you for doing those.
Oh, you're welcome. And if I can interrupt just 1 minute, I want to say there won't be one today because we've got the blessing. Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you on the blessing call, it's not today, but we're going to pick up on Monday and we're going to keep on going as long as we need to. And then after the crisis is over, we'll probably still do it maybe 3 times a week or a couple of times a week because that's just a good thing that we've started and set in motion. But for now, we're going to do it every day. So if you feel like it, join us. Same conference call number, except at 4 p.m. Central Time, and you factor your time in relation to that. Okay. Tony, you're back on.
Thanks. You've been talking quite a bit about spirit and even the soul today. And the moon is with Neptune. So that is nice. That really connects and resonates with some of your themes today. And we have this very tight energetic conjunction going on right now with Jupiter, Mars, and Pluto. And then just a few degrees away from that is also Saturn. But the Jupiter, Mars, Pluto is big. It's a big, big deal. The way it speaks to me is connection with our personal will is expanding towards divine will. So our love expanding towards God's love with Jupiter, Mars, and Pluto all together. And that is exact today and over these next few days, Mars will move through. But then we're going to get an exact Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in, I think it's the early part of April. We're going to end up having three of those this year. So Jupiter and Pluto are going to be together pretty much the whole year from now on. And so Jupiter will move in front of Pluto and then retrograde. But right now, it's especially strong because of the Mars component. So the connection with desire, with personal will, with individuality is emphasized right now. So that one seems it's important to be aware of. And we're about to have a new moon. The new moon will be on Tuesday morning at 4:30 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday morning. And that's going to be conjunct Chiron. So sun, moon, and Chiron within 1 degree, like within a degree and a half. So that's going to set up a big healing type of focus for this next moon cycle. So this new moon in Aries is a lot of healing energy.
Great. Excellent. And, you know, I see that Jupiter, Pluto, Mars conjunction meaning expansion through transformation and action.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Beautiful.
You know, we do need to expand, and we are actually experiencing through this virus, ironically, through an illness, we're experiencing global connection.
Yes. Yeah, I love that observation. You know, it's a global experience.
It's a global big deal. It really is.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where we have to start, you know, because we can get very ethereal, shall we say, about the spirit and say, oh, okay, it's lovely, it's out there, but we don't get ethereal about this. We go into action, and then we seek transformation, and that will bring our expansion.
Very nice.
And that's exactly, yeah, I think it was a set-up job from the one who created the universe. I think it's a big setup that we cannot scoot around. This time we're not going to get around it. We're going to become one world, and we're going to figure out how to like it.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can feel it, that it's just an absolute requirement to shift focus and shift priorities.
Oh, yeah. It's happening this time, guys. And the way it happened gave us no choice, because we can't dance around it. We can't get airy-fairy around it. We can't just put our belief systems into it and say, oh, well, it's just about changing our beliefs. No, it's hardcore reality.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I love that.
Tony, we got a lot of people wanting to speak up, so you and I could go on and on forever. Let's give somebody else a turn, all right?
Okay.
Nancy Lopez, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone around the world thinking about this issue. First, I would like to ask for a blessing for my friend Jimmy. He's had two back-to-back major surgeries, and doctors think it will take him months to recover. So I would like to place him on the prayer list. And then,
okay.
I have been thinking and sitting quietly and saying, what can I do? What can I do? And I got this information, three things at the same time. First, I remembered the triangle of the three elements of the universe.
Yes.
Then I remembered Jesus' lesson about calming the storm, where you connect with love to the storm and ask it to change. And then I remembered viruses are very good at mutating. And so what I thought was, well, connect with the virus in love. And using Tony's word, will the virus to mutate into a harmless form of coronavirus?
I love that. And listen, let me comment on that. Real, you know, it's called corona because it's red.
Yeah.
And that's the color of the heart. It actually, except that it doesn't, it almost looks like a heart shape. So that means there's a very close connection between that virus and our heart. What if we can just make that connection a little bigger, a little closer, a little better, and put the Sacred Heart in it.
Exactly.
So I'm right on your tail, coming right behind you.
Oh, that makes me feel really good. That's all I have, Glenda. But I wanted to share it because it came just all at once all together. So I'm doing that.
Okay, good. And, you know, I owe you a phone call really fast. I'm trying to get around to it today. But, I mean, we've got to have that call real soon. Okay. Well, honey, I'm going to move on because there are other people here. I know you're wanting to ask the blessing.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Nancy and Gary. Hi.
Hi. How is everybody? I hope everybody's okay.
We're all hanging in here.
We are too. We're following life in the living, I'll tell you. We've got the one coming in 7 weeks, so I'd like a little blessing for Dean, Gary and Amber's little baby boy. And then we got the good news that everybody's been praying through this wonderful family here, our circle with everyone. Jaina and Jason are expecting.
Oh, that's great.
They are. So in the midst of all the chaos and the seeming chaos, you know, this wonderful, joyous event can occur. And, You know, you made me think about when you were talking about transformation, you know, how Yeshua gave us, you know, seven steps to wholeness and with the Beatitudes and, you know, the attitudes of being. And I've been reading that a lot lately, and just it's really been special to me and touching my heart in a really deep way, and calming the storm with our love. I mean, it's all about that, isn't it? It's just getting closer to Christ, to the resurrected Christ. Here we are close to Easter, and, you know, he's alive, and, you know, we can get close when our love is pure, but I don't think we can get too close when, you know, he's so full of love that it could zap us a bit. So I think this crisis making us be at home and be quiet and go within, and, you know, people being kind to one another, something's transforming in people so that they can get closer to the resurrected Christ, and that's really been powerful for me lately.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
So I want some special blessings for these two babies.
Shall we put your babies on the list?
Let's put baby Dean, and we don't know what the other baby is, but everything seems to be going along well for Jaina and Jason after two miscarriages. So, yes, let's add them.
I know.
And,
well,
and you Jaina's being down there.
Baby on the list.
I want to add you to it because you're down there, you know, holding this so much for all of us. And so I'm adding you to the call.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Actually, we have, I think someone told us we got our first case in Corpus Christi last night. Someone came home from Houston.
Oh, your first case. Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, we don't know how serious it is, but it's just one. And we have not had any cases at all along the coastal bend, until then. So we don't know if he's in the hospital or just home being quarantined. But, they said he was being quarantined one way or the other. So maybe it's all okay. I'm sure it's all okay. And just think about, if you have the keys of Yeshua, you want to read about this. Read chapter 21 called River of Life.
Yes.
It's that the entirety of our world is made up of viruses. They are the lifeblood of our world. And, what if the coronavirus is only trying to clear out something negative that's in our human community that we won't look at until it becomes serious? And then as we look at it, the coronavirus becomes love. How about that?
Love it. Well, there's curing that climate of fear right there. That's just, you know.
Exactly. Cure the climate of fear. Yeah, we've got to. That has to come first. Okay, my love. I'm going to take another call and get everybody on the list, okay?
Good.
And Marie, you're on.
Hi, Jan. Hi, Glenda and everybody. This is G. Marie. Number one, I met the beautiful Ole Fernandez at one of the blessing seminars, the one in Corpus, anyway, and we've maintained a good friendship. Number two, I'm just kind of feeling like really low energy a couple of days and would just like to ask a blessing for a change in that. Otherwise, I'm just going to hang out in bed for a while. And number three, I heard yesterday that one of the cyclists that I hosted that rode the Trans Am bicycle trail in this country, what that comes right through my little town. Anyway, she's a Swedish Viking gal and was diagnosed with corona. She is not worried about it because she's tough as nails, in her 30s, and strong as an ox. But I just wanted to, you know, put her in the blessing anyway.
Absolutely, and that's a great testimony. People need to understand that most people who get it, if they're healthy, especially if they're healthy and young, they're just going to go through it like a regular little minor flu. Really.
Right. She had flown to London and actually worked all this past week at her job, and was her employer that, because she had traveled, actually had her go get a test, and it came out positive, but I know the strength of this Viking chick, and
yeah.
She'll be fine, I know, but, you know, we can just love her, love on her anyway, and that's all I have. Thank
right.
you so much.
You're welcome, and you take care of yourself. And actually, you brought up a subject I would like to comment on, and that is for all of you in our blessing circle who are, shall we say, generous in spirit, generous of spirit, whether you're healers or teachers or you're just there for other people, you may feel drained right now because people who are not doing well are going to be drawing on you, you know. So, Jean Marie, somebody may have put a straw into you and they're just sucking. And it's not negative. I'm not saying it in an uncharitable way. It's just we are all connected. And those of us who give will be asked to give. It's kind of like being a blood donor. Sometimes we are spiritual donors. Sometimes we are emotional donors. Sometimes we are caregiving donors. And those of you who are strong and have abundance of life can wonder, well, you know, I'm not sick, but gee, I just feel so sapped. What's wrong with me? Okay, go drink some juice and take a nap.
Yeah, I have. Really. I thought of all that this morning. That, you know, and I am. A lot of times, I just feel like I'm way too sensitive for this particular planet. And I know that's possibly, you know, some of it. But, yes, I am just conducting the rest of the day from the bed.
Good. All right.
Thank you
well,
so much.
Thank you, honey. And I'm going to move on so I get everybody's list. Sarah, hi.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah in Santa Cruz. And I just want to ask for a special blessing just for all of the people that are making prayers everywhere and all of the little ways. And it's so incredible how this moment is calling us. And to bless all of the prayer givers. And I want to ask a special blessing, too, that we, and this is our time to go inside and listen to not the external voices as much as the deep wisdom of God within each of us. And then finally, I want to ask for a special blessing for Scott. That's my sweetie in Massachusetts. And he is just so anxious. And, you know, and it's just like it's something that we can't just tell people not to do. We just show them the way that we can, and we be there for them and love them and accept them in there. And but just a special blessing for him and for all who feel just so much anxiety. Bless their hearts.
Okay. That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
really
you.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. And you've expanded my list enormously. And last but not least, Stormy, you're on.
Yes, Glenda. I have a special blessing for Tony. As an administrator of the stars, I can hear the music of the stars speaking through him. That's for you, Tony, from Stormy.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Stormy. And blessings to you, Stormy. I know you'll take care of yourself, and you'll get through it just fine. Oh, yeah.
Doing good.
And Julie, huh? Julie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I'd like to place myself on the list. I had a flare-up of an old injury, and I was getting physical therapy, which was helping, but right now I can't go because they're closed because of everything. So just would like some, actually, total healing around that.
Yes, I know. I've had to cancel a few appointments myself. So, yes, would just say that God and the angels will take over where your therapists couldn't be. Our universe abhors a vacuum, and so if we ask for it to replace something or someone, they'll bring a substitute in. Now, it may be spiritual. It may be just some new great idea that comes in. It could be anything, but something will fill that vacuum for you. And we pray for you to get smoothly through this. And, of course, for all of us. This is a big one this week, my friends. You know, this really is. I think we're at the peak of our awareness about danger. And I think we will all get a sense of control over that. And I have a feeling we will be at the peak of contamination by next week and be on the downhill slope after that. I think we're going to move through this pretty quickly. I am not getting messages from heaven or from Yeshua that we need to, dig cellars and go down deep under the earth. I'm not getting any messages like that. I'm just getting messages to be in a loving state, cure fear, and be cautious. And that's about it. So let's focus in our blessing today on taking whatever it is in your life that doesn't look like love and turn it into love. Let's find something about it that is loving. Let's take something about it, find something that is a rainbow that could be turned into a blessing. And we focus upon that even with everyone who might be challenged with an illness or some kind of drain or incapacity, that we find the love within it and use that love to transform that which is seeming or appearing to be wrong and turn it into something that can become very, very right. And that we can move into a better state of being with ourselves and with others. So I'm going to ask that you just relax, be legs uncrossed, arms uncrossed. You can be lying in bed or sitting up. Either way is fine. Blessing givers, I would like for you to stand if you're going to offer the blessing. And join me. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. And then you will follow it with your prayer. Then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us through all the challenges of life and through all of our celebrations, to be with us in our hopes, our dreams, and to comfort us in our disappointment and our losses, to take our fears and turn them into faith. That's what I gain more than anything else from your life, is that you turned fear into faith. You did it in the Garden of Gethsemane. You did it on the cross. And then when you first appeared to the apostles, you removed all of their fear and turned it into faith. This is the power of love that you taught us. And we ask that in this crisis that we're going through with our communities, our country, the world, and all countries, that you take fear and turn it into faith, that we may look for the rainbows in everything, that we may look for a brighter future in everything, and that we may help one another. And most of all, simply follow your two commandments, which is to love others as ourselves, and to love our Father in heaven with all of our heart and soul, that we may stay in close union to the one who created us and gave us our being and our lives. From that, we draw all of our lives. From that union, we draw our love. From that union, we draw our illumination, our insights, and our understanding about how to conduct our life and have a better life. We ask all of these things in your name. Amen. Okay. Blessing givers, let us begin as the rest of the community is in prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and fully receive and receive on behalf of everyone you love, on behalf of everyone you prayed for, on behalf of the whole world as you see fit. Receive, receive, and deeply receive. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you next week or in our daily prayer service. Love to see you there. Bye-bye for now.